Great to visit on this week's show with defensive coordinator Paul Gunther. Your defense is fifth in yards allowed, seventh in points allowed. I know that's the key stat for you. Mm-hmm. How would you grade your defense through a couple of weeks?
I thought we played good in both games, really, except for a couple plays here. And, you know, the margin of error for where we're at right now in the season is, you know, a couple plays we gave up that we shouldn't have given up. You know, one against Baltimore on a blitz where, you know, we just got to work over the top and tackle the guy down for 10 yards when they have a good play on. And then, obviously, the scramble play that happened. So, you know, we got to play 60 minutes, 75 minutes, so that's what it takes, and we got to just put together the complete game and not let one play get out of the coop on us.
Well, you will be facing some passes this week against Aaron mm-hmm. Rodgers. You're not going to give up a lot of X's and O's, I know that, but from a general standpoint, what must the team do against Aaron Rodgers to be successful?
Well, he's pretty good at home. You know, he does a good job of using the cadence, so the rusher's got to be on key on the ball. In the back end, we got to be good in leverage and coverage and everything they do, and they do a good job with their combination routes, and the guys know how to kind of get open when the play breaks down. So we got to be tight on coverage, disciplined with our keys, and we got to tackle the catch if they happen to catch it.
Nobody likes pressure in their face if they're a quarterback, including the great Aaron Rodgers. Now he can, you know, he can extend and create, mm-hmm. but that pressure in the face. Geno Atkins, 3 quarterback sacks, tied for 3rd in the NFL, number 1 amongst interior guys. He's a game-plan wrecker, you know what I mean? Geno, and that pressure you can get in Rodgers' face, how important?
Oh, it's real important. You know, we don't want him ever to step up in the pocket. So when that happens, there's a chance that he may slide out the side. So, again, the edge rusher's got to be disciplined with what they're doing, and the coverage and the rush are tied together in the plan. So that's got to work hand-in-hand, the rush and the coverage. So if we hold the coverage, the rush has got to get there and vice versa.
Jordan Willis, Carl Lawson, Ryan Glasgow, you have not been hesitant to give your rookies a lot of snaps so far this season.
No, I love our young guys. I mean, even, you know, the front guys, you know, Jordan Evans, Hardy Nickerson. So we've got some guys that are young players that, like I said in the past, if you show that you can go in there and play at a high level, I'll play you. I don't care if you're a first-year guy or a 12th-year guy. So those guys are doing great jobs for us. They've come in, they've learned the techniques of what we teach and the system of how we go about doing things around here. So that's a good thing.
Paul, best of luck this week.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.